This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. It is
Friday,
the 23rd of October. My name is Audrey Raj, and giggling in the background, of course, is the lovely
Frida Liu.
And on Enterprise Biz Bites today, you know, seeing it's the end of the week and, you know, we want to be
positive
and looking
light-hearted.
We thought we'd talk about something light-hearted, like shopping and what you've been doing online over these past few months and stuck at home, and the kind of brands that you've been looking at, some of the businesses that you've been engaged with. So we're asking you on the show today, what brands have you been personally supporting or advertising over the MCO, and why? You can get in touch with us via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number to do that. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. Our handle is at BFM Radio. Now, we're talking about being customer champions today. Customer champions, of course, are a tremendous asset for any organization or business. And in most cases, people are far more interested in reading about a business's customer experience, right, rather than straight marketing materials, right? So customers are more relatable and they're more credible too. So people want to hear from their peers before they go out and buy a product or a service. Now, this also a real big reason why customer champions are exceptionally powerful. Now, trust is a critical part of any marketing platform, since people do business with those they know, they like, and they trust. A solid customer champion program will help you build trust and credibility as a brand. You know, after all, you know, it may be easy for you as a brand to talk about how great your product is or how great your service is, but you aren't exactly an objective third party, are you? So, you know, coming from your customer, it's, I guess, there's a larger element of trust.
Right. The word of mouth, right? So that's why customer references, testimonials, as Jeevan Sadevan likes to say, and success stories are so powerful. They provide prospective customers with a view into how your product or service has produced results in the real world context. But how can we get our helpful customers to actually help us, the brand, the business, the product, right?
Yeah. So how do you now, you know, engage your customers to become customer champions? Well, there are six ways to promote customer success. Now, number one, and we're going to go through this list very quickly. Number one is online reviews. Let customers share their experience with your company. Asking for and receiving feedback from customers help in two ways. First, it reminds those customers why they like working with you, leading to retention. And number two, positive feedback from customers encourages prospects to pull the trigger and choose you.
So another one is case studies that bring the customer story to life, are an essential tool for marketing and sales teams because they generate demand and engage with leads. They can be particularly effective in the consideration phase of the buyer's journey. So a visually compelling document or video showcasing how you're helping customers address their real world pain points and achieve ROI can help prospects with their purchasing decisions.
Yeah, sometimes you're just like shopping and you're trying to weigh, you know, which brand to go with or which service to go with, and suddenly a friend says something about it, and voila, yes, you've decided. Number three, of course, is media briefings. Now, just like prospects, the media needs third-party validation. So tech and business journalists will often ask if you have a customer that they can speak to when they want to do a feature on you, right? So setting up interviews between your customer and industry journalists to provide real-world anecdotes for articles can earn tremendous credibility and visibility for your brand.
Right. And of course, the good old news release or press release, well-composed announcement publicizing your customer success story, the new abilities they've engaged with your offering, and the results they're seeing is a great asset for marketing and sales teams. Not only do press releases provide positive air cover for you and your customers' innovation, they also can be promoted across channels, including, you know, your social media and email outreach to drive targeted leads back to your website.
Number five, not quite easy to come by, but awards. Now, many award opportunities are available for the purpose of showcasing your customers are achieving success with your offering. Now, by acknowledging your excellent work, awards can help drive business for both your company and the customer who participated in the story or case study that the award was based on.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Joint speaking opportunities. So whether online or one day in person. Joint presentations provide a platform to both verbally and visually bring customer stories to life in interactive formats. So allowing target audiences to hear your customer stories from their point of view through webinars, fireside chats, speaking panels, and virtual speaking sessions is a strong way to build affinity and trust. You know, this is a collaboration in a way, right? And the association. Right?
Yes. So that is how you can build customer success. All those different ways that you can do it. But how do you get the right customer to be your customer champion, right? How do you identify them and then bring customer references on board? Well, your customer's workday will most probably be just as busy as yours. So even though they may love your brand, it's likely not top of mind for them to promote you. That's why you can't be haphazard about gathering customer references. You need to be intentional and you need to identify and then go after your brand advocates. You know, focus on those whose success stories will inspire others to work with you.
You know, this was one of the most challenging things when I was working for an MNC, and you know, we had servers to sell, so it's like, how do you and customers, so it's very difficult, right? So you got to bring the industry, then you got to bring the right customer, and trying to get their participation, that was the toughest KPI I had to meet.
Ooh.
Trying to get them on board to be used as a reference, right? So securing customer willingness to participate can be very tricky. It can often be much more difficult to get a firm yes to an open-ended request for participation. So a better approach to present specific opportunities to customers that benefit their reputation as well as yours. Mm. It make you look good, you know. It's about you, right? Yeah. Lines are used. Now perhaps the customer wants to gain market share in a specific industry. So in this case, bringing editorial opportunities from relevant publications would be a strategic way to align with their goals and enlist their participation. So it's win-win.
Yes. So that's the thing. You need to find the win-win opportunities in order to find the right champions, you know, and also create that brand distinction that draws prospects in.
Right.
So we're asking you today, you know, over the course of MCO, CMCO, RMCO, you know, this year, 2020, you know, have you been inadvertently been a brand champion, a customer champion,
right,
for any of the brands that you have personally been engaged with? What brands have you personally been supporting or advertising for during 2020? And why have you chosen those brands? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. And of course, at BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll speak to Jan Wong, founder of Open Minds Resources, about, you know, being a customer champion and if it's a new thing and you know, just how powerful it is.
Right.
But for now, here's Rose Royce with Funk Factory. This is Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about customer champions. What brands have you been personally supporting or advertising over the MCO and why? Get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now we have a couple of responses on Twitter.
All right, so only help retweet gig economy sectors.
Yeah, because you're trying to help those in the gig economy. We've also got one from Christine.
Okay, so I've been trying to support a lot of local businesses, Mom's Places, Great Nyonya, Peranakan Food, and Velvet Vanity has vegan and cruelty-free beauty products that help me feel put together even while working from home too. Nice to know, Christine.
Yeah, so, right. You know, I mean, that's something that I think many of us have been trying to do. We've been trying to support local businesses, right?
Yeah.
And also, like the little F&B outlets that are down the road from our homes that we've been frequenting over the years, and we've actually established relationships with them.
Yeah.
We're trying to support them as much as we can.
Because we don't want to lose them.
Yes. Now, I found that I've been listening to more of my colleagues and my friends on social media when it comes to the kind of businesses that they're supporting as well. So that piques my interest. Like one of our colleagues, Roshan, has been talking about this little Italian place in PJ. And he's been going on and on about it, and he keeps posting photographs of their pesto pasta. And I caved, and I finally went there, and I went twice in a week, you know, because for me, I just felt like maybe, you know, it was just as good as he pictured it to be. So for me, if I had seen an ad for that restaurant, I maybe wouldn't have You know, I wouldn't have gone there, but you know, but because he kept talking about it online, yeah, so, you know, it worked for me. So we're asking you about, you know, being a customer champion for selected brands, especially this year in 2020 and over the MCO. If you have brands that you've been personally supporting over these past few months, get in touch with us and let us know. Once again, the number to do that, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp and at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, we have Jan Wong, founder of Open Minds Resources, a digital consulting startup providing digital marketing, consulting, data analytics and tech development services. He's on the line with us right now to help tackle some of the questions we had about customer champions, right? So, Jan, are customer champions a new thing?
No, not at all. In fact, customer champions have been a powerful and effective method of marketing for the longest of time. And today, in fact, we see it in very different applications. We see it in reviews, referrals, word of mouth, testimonials, success stories, and the whole lot. It's definitely been there for the longest time.
Right. So why are customer champions powerful? Is it just in the way that they help to build trust?
Simple. This is because customers trust other customers. Hmm. It's easy for a business to talk about how great they are, how awesome their product and services are, but they aren't exactly the most trustable source in some sense. And today, we live in a time where although retail businesses are mainly business to consumers or B2C in short, the best conversions actually happen at a C2C, customer to customer level. Hmm. This is where the trust is there, credibility is there, and more importantly, it's real. Coupled with the spread of social media today, this can create a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out, and shorten the decision-making process for customers.
So right. You see, that's what Roshan did to me, you know? He put FOMO in my head.
I tell you. So how different are customer champions to influencers?
Yeah.
So customer champions are more likened to be like advocates. Someone that has gone through the entire sales cycle, meaning they've seen your ad, they've done their research, they've made a purchase, they've tried it out, and they're a happy customer, and right now a very fierce convert. Someone that has genuinely benefited and experienced from your business, just like how you've discovered a new cafe over the weekend or a new char kway teow store down the street, and you're so excited to go out and tell your friends and family. Influencers, on the hand, well, are widely known to be paid advertising. I think a lot of us have already have that impression, and it's true.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's just seen as a brand or business endorsement. Now, I'm not saying that influencer marketing does not work, but both of them play very different roles. Right. Influencer marketing is more likened towards creating awareness for a brand. That's where the endorsement comes in. That's where the paid or sponsored advertisement actually goes in. While customer champions are seen more for influencing a purchase decision or to reinforce the desire to actually make a particular purchase.
Right. But where is the char kway teow store, Jan?
Yeah, we're not, Jan, you have to answer that later, okay, when we take this offline. But, you know, from a business or a brand point of view, you know, how do you find good brand advocates and make sure that they align with your brand?
I wish I could tell you that there's a surefire way to find good brand advocates. Mm. But the thing is, you can't just simply go out there and find them. Instead, however, you can promote brand advocate through your business. Mm. But before that, you need to get the basics right? You need to have a good product, good service, good customer experience, because if you don't get this in line, it's going to be very difficult in trying to make your customers to become your brand advocates. But once you've got that in place, after that, it's all about inspiring your customers to talk about you. How can you get them to leave you a review, find reasons for them to repost you on social media, to give you some sort of a testimonial or recommendation? Is there a possibility for you to interview them, create case studies with them, find ways to collaborate? How can you leave them with something that they can easily share with the network? Now, this entire thing, it's a constant process of actively engaging them, keeping them involved with what's happening with you as your business, as a brand, and continuously inspire them to do more with you.
And so finally, how can you ensure that the champions stand out from the crowd and get noticed in all the other online noise?
Now, things are definitely not getting easier, especially in the online space with so many things going on today. But at the same time, there's no magic formula to this. Instead, what you can do is to pay more attention to what makes your customers tick. Find out what makes them excited. Is it a product? Is there a service area that makes them go wow? Is there an experience that you're able to leave with them that they will believe impressed and they will come back for more? What you want to do is to identify these moments and collect all of these things and then find ways to magnify these experiences towards the other audiences. Ask yourself, how can you turn all of this into something that your audience will find valuable? Now, it does not need to be something entertaining. I'm not saying that you need to go on TikTok to beat the noise or you need to come out with some crazy viral video to get people laughing and sharing. But find something that can create a clear value towards your audience, that one that your audience will look at it and say, hey, this can benefit me as an individual, or hey, this can benefit me as a brand, as a company. And it's something that they will feel excited about, it's something they would like to consume. And from there, you'll be able to successfully turn positive customer experiences, turn their experiences into champions on their own, and then attract newer audiences for your business.
Right. Thank you for that, Jen. That was Jen Wong, founder of Open Minds Resources. So, customer champions, for me, my takeaway is that this really needs to be a genuine relationship, right? You know, built on trust, mm-hmm. and, you know, allowing your customers to really talk about the points of your brand that really appeal to them.
Right.
You know, I mean, if it also involves the brand owner, the business owner, kind of stepping out of their founding, just stepping out of the box and looking at it from a customer's point of view and seeing what really appeals to the customers and then finding the customers to actually talk about that, to hype that up. Right.
Because it's not, this is basically, to me, still word of mouth, right? Mm. It's still word of mouth advertising or word of mouth publicity. But now you've got that added layer of online media. How do you, you know, you leverage on it without being too tacky as well?
Yeah.
Right? So I mean, you see, it's like Roshan, right, telling you why you should go to this place. And then, of course, then you also check it out on your online, yeah. right? Then that's the added thing that, so it works together, right? So you know, because he can say it, then you saw the photos on his social media and then sold,
exactly. Mm. So we're asking you if you've been sold by a customer champion recently, or are there brands that you have personally been supporting during the MCO, and why? 018-789-8899 is how you can get in touch with us via WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to some of the messages that have come through. And also, we have a story about Netflix. So you want to stay tuned for that. But for now, here's Judas Priest with Breaking the Law. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.